Spinnacle?
Spinnacle.
Spinnacle.
Yes, that's it.
Spinnacle. Spinnacle.
Yes. You're welcome.
Do you want to continue on answering all these questions for me?
Sure.
Okay. Now, you sound really smart.
I'm very smart.
Very smart.
I'm very lovable.
Okay. Okay, well, the first thing I want to ask you about is this idea that we here on Earth don't live in reality. That reality, the true nature of the universe, is completely different than how we understand it to be. That in reality, in the universe, it's all oneness. There is no separation. There is no time, past, present, future. It's all happening simultaneously. And
that's not true.
There is no space. Everything is now, happening now. There's no...
Who told you all this?
This is what's believed in spiritual circles.
No.
We live in an illusion where things are separate. Like, I'm separate from the person that lives next door to me. I'm separate from the people I work with, where we see ourselves as separate beings. Also, the concept of good and bad, that's duality. The concept of past and future, that's duality. The concept of something being right here and far away, that's duality also. We're taught that the world of duality is false, that it's an illusion.
No.
The true state of the universe is the opposite of that, where it's unity. Everything is one. We hear that all the time. Everything is one. And for us to be truly conscious, we have to learn to be part of that unified field where everything is one. And people will go into trance states, meditation states. Many of the people who come to the meditation classes with the aggregate are looking for that state of oneness, being one with God, with one with the universe. So, from your perspective, is that true? Is that not true?
No, it's not true.
Okay, how is it not true?
Everything is not one. There are collective beings, but on Earth it's not one. You're separate, but you can be a collective mind.
Okay. Now, they would say in the very beginning, before there were people, before there was planets or anything, everything was one.
Everything is energy. Field. You could look at it as everything is energy,
yeah.
And that's one.
And that we all came out of that, and we're striving, we're evolving to return to that. That's what most people believe. So the idea of people being separate from each other, you're saying that they really are separate.
They're separate beings.
Spiritual humans believe that if I accept negativity into my life, it's affecting everybody else in the human race. Because we're all part of the same mind. We only think that we're separate, but really we're of one mind. So spiritual people try to only think on positive things. So with all the terrible things going on in the world, spiritual people try to stay away from it and just focus on positive things.
Well, that's a good thing to focus on positive. But it's not necessarily true. You're not bringing negativity into halfway around the world.
So this one idea of there being the universe as being a unified field, where everything is one, and our belief that the world is based on duality, you're saying that it really is based on duality. There really is right and wrong. There really is up and down. There really is a subjective reality, unchanging.
Correct. Correct.
Okay, I'd like to play you some recordings.
Okay.
And kind of along the same line.
Oh, hold on.
Oh.
My friend Brinker is here. He could help you more with this because he's studying this in classes.
Oh, excellent, excellent.
Okay, hold on for Brinker. Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye. Thank you.
Hello, welcome.
Hello, Brinker?
Yes, Brinker.
Brinker.
Yes.
Hello.
How are you, Zoe?
I'm fine. How are you? You overheard us and you wanted to contribute?
Yes.
What are your observations on what we were talking about?
That you are not one. Your collective minds can be one down the road.
That's the fifth dimension?
Correct.
Where minds tend to
Correct.
Form large collectives?
Correct.
So the true nature of the universe is not like the ultimate collective, you're saying?
Oh, no, well, I'm not saying that because there are many, many collectives in the universe.
But it's not like in totality one massive collective
no.
of all life.
No, because don't forget, the universe is collapsing and then also renewing.
Is the universe conscious?
Yes.
So is my consciousness part of that consciousness?
In a way where it has a holding point. Just like a bug is part of the earth, just much
yeah.
smaller.
Yeah.
Same thing.
We also use the analogy of fingers on a hand. You have separate fingers, but they're all part of the same hand.
Correct. Oh, I like that.
So I'm like...
Digits.
We're all like a digit.
Digits.
We're all a gazillion digits.
Yes.
Well, people will go into these meditative states where they quiet the mind and quiet the thoughts and try to leave the world of duality behind. And what they experience is a heightened reality where they know all things. They feel space and time don't exist. They feel they have this experience of profound love is how they describe it. They interpret that as being the true state of the universe. They're just getting past all the clutter to how it really is. Now, is that true?
Parts of the universe is yes. Parts of the universe is yes. That's usually in the fifth dimension.
Okay, so by parts you're talking about dimensionally.
Correct.
So as you move up through the dimensional realms of the universe, does that oneness become more true? Like fifth and sixth and seventh dimension? That could be...
Well, no, because the seventh dimension is individualistic.
Yeah, yeah. Now, okay, can I play you some recordings from some... I got some recordings from Pleiadians who talk about this.
Yes.
And others, and I'd really like to... They're very short, and I'd like to just play them and then stop and have you comment on them, if that's okay.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Where do I start? Let's see. We'll try this. This one is called What is Unity Consciousness?
We shall now completely immerse themselves in it. Higher dimensional beings, such as those often called angels, are an example of this. Some souls are helping to create the illusion by directly immersing small parts of themselves in the illusion. Your higher self is one such, and you are the portion of your higher self that is completely immersed in the illusion. You are like the audience that is watching a master stage magician perform his jaw-dropping illusion. But you should know this. You are also at some other level taking part in the creating of this illusion. You are at some level also the stage magician.
Does that make sense at all?
No.
Let me play another one.
Does it make sense to you?
I understand what he's trying to say. He's talking about, like, say... me, myself, sitting here in the physical world, I'm immersed in the duality, which is the illusion of reality. And that he's saying that my higher self is like the magician that's creating this reality for me as I move through it. So in a way, I guess the universe would be the ultimate magician who's creating realities for all these higher selves, if that makes... Maybe it makes more sense to me than it does to you because I have to live here.
I would guess so. I would guess so, Zoe. You live in a very harsh place.
Yeah, well, compared to where you live, I'm sure. My God. My God. Okay, well, let me try another one.
From absolute oneness, the illusion of relativity and separation was created. Where there was once only seamless unity, suddenly emerged that which could be both here and there, that which could be both up and down, and that which could be both far and near. In an effort to fully experience what it means to be I am. The one became the many, with each of God's many parts temporarily forgetting their true identity as the whole, so that each could then witness the beauty of God in its entirety. By submitting a part of itself to the illusion of duality, all it is could interact with its own self to create and to gain experience. For this reason, whatever you do to another, you are literally doing to God. And when you stop to recognize the unique beauty within yourself, within another person, or the beauty of all that is around you, you are fulfilling the purpose of your soul's creation.
Would you like to comment on it?
It's very wrong.
In what way is it wrong?
You're not part of God, you're part of the universe.
That's their term for the universe, is God.
Oh, I see, I see, yeah. I see. Okay, well then, maybe it is correct.
My understanding is what they're saying is in the beginning there was one, and this one was just sitting there in spacelessness, timelessness, and it was all there was. But it wanted to grow, so what it did was it fragmented its own consciousness into a gazillion smaller consciousnesses and sent them off into the three-dimensional universe to have experiences and to grow and to learn and to add to the whole through their experiences. And that way they grow as part of the universe, and the universe itself continues to grow. They're describing an evolving universe, a consciousness, the consciousness of the universe is evolving. So, what do you think of that?
No.
Okay, correct me, please.
No. It's a whole different forum.
Well, please, elucidate me.
Well, ask me in partems.
How do you
mean? Because it's too much to elucidate.
Well, the universe, before there was form to the universe, was the universe living in a unified field where all is one, all time is basically one moment, past, present, and future is all collapsed down to one moment, all space is collapsed down to one, well, it's not even space. There is no space for there to be space in. There is, that dimension doesn't even exist for space to exist in yet. So before there was a universe, was that the state of the consciousness that later became the universe?
Number one.
So what I'm describing is number one.
Correct. Number one was always there.
So, but I'm also describing our universe, the creation of our universe.
No, it was created with his blow. He blew with his breath.
So the consciousness of the universe is actually the consciousness of the one, because the one created the universe?
The one created everything. The one created everything. That's where he started, was the central universe.
Okay, and so this is a process that he or one uses to create all the universes? Is it just sends his, I guess you could say he sends his breath into another dimension?
No.
How does he do
it? The other ones are Yeni, Solem, Drenzi. They all have their own universes.
So they create their own universes. Number one doesn't create them for them?
Correct.
Okay.
But they're all part of the same team. They're part of the same team.
Now, this universe that I'm in now, is it Yeni's universe?
Yeni and Solem.
So when this universe was created, it was created by both of them together?
Correct.
So the consciousness of the universe is actually their combined consciousness?
No. They just blew. And then the universe started. It creates itself.
So they created a new life form.
A new life form, the universe, correct.
Okay. And that process takes place with the creation of all the new universes. A new life form is created.
Correct.
And by doing that, they also created all the life forms that would later evolve from the universe.
The universe does that. It takes on its own formations.
The universe does it itself.
Yes.
So, at the beginning, does the universe exist outside of time?
Correct. There is no time.
Is there space? Is there dimensionality?
Not before they make the universe.
So, sitting here now, within this universe, could that be described as the universe's normal state, as being outside of time, outside of space?
Think of yourself sitting in a dark room in a house, a big house.
Okay.
Okay? You're sitting inside of it, and then all of a sudden, someone comes and makes a doorway, a portal.
Okay.
You open the doorway, the portal, and you step out into a bigger world. Do you see how it is?
I'm not getting the analogy. The darkened room, that's the void that existed before the universe?
Correct.
And the door?
The portal is the opening of the doorway, the opening of the portal.
So does that represent the life that is the universe? I'm doing the best I can here. I'm just a human.
What I'm saying. It may be too much for you to understand. You have a very long ways to go. Just realize that the universe is a child of the Wonder Group. And the universe is your complete God systems.
Okay, now, could you explain to me what's going on with this? It's called unity consciousness. That apparently all humans have this ability through meditative states to enter the state of unity, where they feel one with the universe, one with all life, where time doesn't exist. They have access to all knowledge. It's called, I think it's also what they call enlightenment. And it's what all these ancient spiritual systems, really high spiritual systems, are based on. This one experience of connecting to the universe.
Yes.
Getting past all the, what they call, all the illusion of our daily lives and becoming one with the universe. So, is that a real experience that these people are having?
Yes, they go into a collective mode. Yes, they go into a collective mode.
Can you describe that experience in terms that they would understand? What's really?
When they communicate with each other, they go into a collective mode, another dimension.
Would this be the fifth dimension?
Yes. Because it's a collective.
Like the Pleiadians, they're in the fifth dimension and they're in collectives, but they'll just have like a collective of maybe like, it's a collective of 2,500 other Pleiadians. They're describing a collective that apparently involves every living thing that has ever existed, or is that just an illusion in itself?
That's an illusion in itself. It's like bubblegum, and then you're finished with the bubblegum, and you have the wrapper.
I don't get that analogy at all. I get the bubble gum.
Think about it. You have the bubble gum and you have the wrapper separate. Then when you finish the bubble gum, you have the wrapper. And you put it around the stick. So that's the illusion of the oneness.
So the oneness is an illusion itself.
Correct.
So us humans, we are actually autonomous, separate beings floating through this universe.
Yes, but you have the ability to be, not to be one, but to be collective.
Okay, but
there's a difference.
We're still individuals within that collective.
That's correct.
Now, the fifth dimension, the sixth dimension, you have beings that have ascended out of the fifth dimensional collectives.
That's correct.
How are they able to do that, considering how can they ascend into a state of collectiveness and then from that state of collectiveness identifying themselves as being part of a mass of souls, I guess. How are they able to ascend beyond that?
There are archangels and ascended masters, angels.
How are they able to reclaim their individuality enough to ascend onto the next dimensional realm?
Because they got that far in, they got that far in making themselves aware.
So it's a process of awareness. Of
awareness and, yes, and achieving the goodness and purity of it.
So let me ask you something. Are you able to stop your thoughts?
Yes.
You're able to sustain a thoughtless, you're able to sustain yourself without thoughts for how long?
Oh, about 2 of your days.
2 days?
Yeah, 2 of your days.
So what's that like for you? What's that experience like when you do that?
It all depends on our mood. But it's usually just you sit there and meditate. You sit there and relax.
So it's very restful.
It's very restful.
Now when humans do that, they have all these other experiences that come flowing in. This experience of oneness, of no time, of connectedness with all things. What do you feel when you sit there without thought?
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It collects our mindset. It rejuvenates.
So would you describe it as a feeling of oneness with all things, or is your experience different than that?
It's different.
Okay, so you're still the experiencer of whatever is taking place.
And correct.
You can enjoy all these experiences without thinking about it, without having any thoughts about it.
Just Correct.
Now, you're able to have different selves in different locations simultaneously?
That's correct, yes.
How many can you have?
13.
13?
Yes.
So when you sit there without any thoughts, do they all sit there without any thoughts?
No.
Are you aware of them at all?
Of course.
While you're sitting there?
Of course.
So you're sitting there without thoughts, but they're all having thoughts.
They're all at parties or jumping or swimming.
And that doesn't interrupt your state of meditation?
No.
Oh, that's very interesting. I also want to play you something else by, you may even recognize this name because it's an ET name, Bashar.
Yes.
He's a Pleiadian?
Yes.
What do you know about him? Because he's doing regular sessions and giving a lot of really incredible information.
Yes.
Can I play you some of his recordings?
Yes.
Okay. He's talking about, I'll just play it. Are you enjoying this at all?
It is interesting at its best.
Okay, thanks. Because I hope to be able to do more of this because there's a lot we don't understand about you and about our own universe. And it's creating a lot of conflict in our world, as you can imagine. Okay, here we go.
The idea thus then of all these notions that have been shared with you this day are things that we have been speaking of now for quite some time to the people of your planet, and will continue to do so in this way until such time as it is determined that you have said you are collectively ready to interact in different ways, to raise your vibrations up in different ways so as to create a new reality in which many of the things you say you prefer can actually come to pass.
What happened?
You woke up.